As you know, obviously in this state, we have an emphasis on Braille literacy. And a certain individual named Robert Gardner had a brainchild a few years ago to come up with a Braille Readers Are Leaders program for grades K through 12. So I'm going to ask Bob to come up to talk about the program and how it's going to go forward in the future. Bob?
Got a hammer to hit people with if I want.
For some years, I think almost really decades, our national organization, the National Federation of the Blind, ran a program to promote Braille reading in children K through 12. They called it the Braille Readers Are Leaders program. And it was conducted through all 50 states. The idea was to read Braille for 2 months, roughly. And obviously, it's not obvious that the object was to read as many Braille pages as you could. And the kids K through 12 were broken up into categories like K through 1, 2, 3, 2 through 3. And those who were the read the most Braille pages in their particular grade category won prizes. They won cash prizes. A fantastic program to promote Braille. And about 4 years ago, the national organization dropped that program. I felt like it really left kind of a vacuum. I think everybody thought that it really left kind of a vacuum. Somehow there was an empty spot out there. So 2 years ago, we decided to see if we couldn't put together a Braille Readers or Leaders program for the state of Illinois. And we did. We did it relatively quickly. And we ran it. And we had... I believe the first year we had about 26 kids participating, which is good. I mean, that's a good number. And we ran it last year. We ran it again, and we had over 30 students. I think we had 32 applicants, if I remember right. So, you know, it's catching on. And really, if you heard and read some of the comments coming back to us, it was very emotional, you know, some of the gratitude that we heard from so many people, from so many parents and so many TVIs, teachers of the visually impaired, about what a great incentive it was for their kids. Because we in Illinois, again, we're offering cash prizes. It wasn't a whole lot of cash, but, if you're in second grade and you get a $25 check, maybe that's a lot of money. And we managed to put together some goodies from other places. The national organization in Baltimore, our headquarters, donated some free stuff for us. National Braille Press gave us some gift certificates. And so everybody that participated, I'll repeat that, gets prizes. They get a goodie bag. The program is going to start, the reading will start December 1st, and it runs through over the holidays. So you can keep your kids busy over the Christmas holidays by reading Braille. The contest reading ends on January 22nd. Registration can start tomorrow, November 1st. The big exciting news this year is, and this just happened probably within the last 2 or 3 weeks, is that the program is expanding and Minnesota has joined us. So we are now a two-state thing. Before that, Illinois was the only state in the whole 50 states running a Braille Readers or Leaders program. So, you know, you 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 got to pat the NFB of Illinois on the back for doing something like this. And now it's expanded in Minnesota. And by the way, for those, I saw on the Minnesota listserv yesterday, the flyer went out announcing the new Braille Readers or Leaders contest in Minnesota. And what we did, I think Patty Chang was instrumental in coming up, we had to come up with a new name. We couldn't call it iBraille anymore, iBraille, Illinois Braille Readers or Leaders. We couldn't do that. So they came up between Patty Chang and Jennifer Dunham, the president of Minnesota, and Lord only knows how many other people were at the bar that night, thought up this name, because it's so cool. They came up with the name LOL squared, Braille Readers or Leaders. LOL squared. And that stands for Land of Lincoln, Land of Lakes. Wow. I thought that was so cool when I heard that. How in the world did you come up with that one? But they did. So that's what it's called. And I hope I'm not leading anything out. If you're interested, you can see me anytime. I have some flyers. There may be still some flyers giving a thumbnail sketch of the whole thing back on the materials table in the back of the room. If you can see me, you can see my wife, Nancy Gardner, if you've met her. She's got some flyers with her. And you can also, what you can do to get all the information is, again, go to the website, NFB of Illinois. I should have made you tell me that, right? NFBofIllinois.org, NFB of Illinois, no spaces. Put the www in front of it. And you go there and you look for LOL squared BRAL, Braille Readers or Leaders. And there will be everything there. The registration form, another form for recording your reading, and all the complete contest rules. It's really a great program. It can keep the kids busy over, like I said, over the Christmas holidays. It isn't a real long program. It's only just a little bit over 7 weeks. So this doesn't drag out forever for the kids. And the winners do get prizes. Every contestant gets something. They get some kind of goodies. They will get goodies again this year. So with that, do we want to open this up for questions? Do we have time for questions or no?
We better go off the board.
Okay, we're moving on. Thank you, people.